This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Just step an apple a day to the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that is empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. If you want to get well, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are we going to talk about? Your health and your life. We're going to kick it off with Randall in White Plains, New York. Wrote in an email, says, I'm 37. Oh, Randall. Actually, 37 and a mother of four kids. They range from age 7 to 15. They're all active in school. I always stay away from the sugary drinks and, of course, the energy drinks. Well, what can I give them that will help them have their energy in the heat of the summer? That's pretty simple. Just keep them hydrated. Forget the energy drinks. Definitely stay away from the sugary drinks. Only because, obviously, that's not going to do much for them. It's going to raise blood sugar and cause all kinds of issues, like leading toward diabetes, low blood sugar levels, hypoglycemia, and, of course, excess weight gain is a big issue with it as well. So, you know, I'm a big fan of plenty of water. Now, if kids don't like, if your kids would just get, like, worn out with water and they're like, Mom, you're killing us over here. If they're saying things like that, then you might want to think about doing some things. Adding lemon or fruit to water, orange, not orange juice, but just lightly, you know, orange slices, that sort of thing. Putting lemon water together with stevia is really good. It tastes like lemonade. Very, very good. And, of course, healthy. And you can just figure out different ways to get the fluids in there. But a lot of times kids, for the most part, don't have a whole lot going on from a health perspective. And usually if they're getting tired quite a bit, if it's not dehydration in the summertime, you might want to take them to their pediatrician and have them checked out. But for the most part, staying away from the caffeine and the sugar is best, and getting some form, if you want to flavor the water a little bit with something natural, it's fine, but plenty of water, especially if your kids are out and they're active, like you're saying, quite often, that's going to be a good way to go. 888-283-7272, lines are open with questions about your health. You can go online and send me an email just like that at getwellradio.com. We'd be glad to take it and make it part of the show. Or if you want us to answer in private, we will be glad to do that as well. Let's go to Terry now. Hi, Terry.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. How can I help?
I'm calling on behalf of my son. I have an 18-year-old son who is now healing, but he was diagnosed with epilepsy at 12. He was treated properly until about 14, and he had frontal lobe epilepsy, so they took him in for another test, and they said that he did not have any neurological problems. So he then went essentially misdiagnosed for almost 3 years, which meant that the epilepsy continued and was pretty chronic. And it had a big impact on his ability to perform in school and to think and just to live a good life. But he's healing now. I got him to the Mayo Clinic, and he's doing better and better every day.
That's great.
Yeah, but, and we're doing everything we can, but I wanted to know, is there anything with his diet, or he's getting a lot of exercise, sleep, is there anything that we can do to help him continue this healing?
One big thing with epilepsy, and of course there's a lot of unknowns, and the doctors are, you know, there's research, but then there's just the unknown factors, and from what I have seen, and of course, research study and all that kind of stuff. When it comes to any type of brain chemistry issue at all, if you're dealing with that at any level, you always want to think about from the dietary perspective. I mean, there's certain foods you can include. Like, for example, all the protein-rich foods are extremely important. They're full of choline, which raises acetylcholine in the brain, which is our number one brain chemical. And, of course, when you keep those levels high, then brain chemistry function can stay high, and it can help a host of issues, okay? Well, that comes from all our protein-rich foods, like chicken, fish, red meat, or you know, organic grass-fed, hormone-free, of course, and all of that. But you know, fish is just a good choice. You always want to keep those high. Now, your starchy carbohydrates and your refined carbohydrates, you want to minimize those. And the refined carbohydrates, really want to eliminate them altogether if you can. Cutting out gluten for sure. That is one of the big ones. It can be a strong trigger. Was he ever doing, at 18, was he ever doing sweeteners at all? Or was he pretty much, what was his diet like when all this happened?
Well, he never even had a soda until he was about four. So
the early days, he really had a good system going with him, right?
Yeah. You know, try to fruits, vegetables, you know, fish, chicken, red meat. Right. And he, you know, he didn't really drink soda. And but gluten is interesting. That could potentially, and I read about that as being a potential problem.
It's a pretty big issue. It really is, more than you would think. And a lot of people get hung up on the celiac part. Well, my kid's not celiac, didn't have celiac disease, so I guess it's okay. But it's more than that. It really is. You can be sensitive to it and not even really know it, and then start having some weird symptoms in other areas. And a lot of times when you remove it, you'll notice a big difference in the way the body reacts and the way it feels. Omega-3 fats are really important, too. But the gluten, a big piece of that is, it's not no bread, no pasta for the rest of your life. What you want to do is, if you're going to see if that's a trigger or if it's something you want to eliminate, you usually want to eliminate something like that for about 8 weeks. And then after 8 weeks, gluten is pretty much cleared out of the system. And then it's good to go, if you want to do the pastas or whatever, you can go to more of a gluten-free variety. UDI, U-D-I is a really good brand. But there are a lot of great gluten-free products out there now. So when you get the craving for pasta or bread, you don't have to completely eliminate from your life. You can have some, and then, of course, gluten itself is removed from it. So as far as it affecting the body as much, not as bad, okay? So that might be a good way to go. Is he taking any supplements right now?
Not really. And he works out. He's doing martial arts almost every other day. And, you know, so he gets a lot of exercise, but he's not taking any particular supplements. And the medicines that he's on,
pyridoxal 5-phosphate is vitamin B6. You might want to do some research and reading on that. It's a real good one for brain chemistry. Another one, believe it or not, and this really is a supplement, it's more of a food, but dark chocolate, 75% or greater, is actually very helpful. And that doesn't mean you eat much chocolate bars every day. But it is actually helpful, the cocoa in there, and some properties that can help dopamine levels, and it's really, really helpful. Another one is phenylalanine, tyrosine, and taurine. Those are all amino acids. And literally, you can just run them by the doctor. They'll probably understand where that's coming from, but do some reading on that. Just go online, look at seizures, look at some of the amino acids, and see how when things get depleted, how it can affect the brain and the body. So just a couple things to think about. Don't forget the omega-3 fats. Those are vital for any type of general health, especially when you're dealing with the brain.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at UJNetwork.com.
877-272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Well, the heat is on in the news. There's also all kinds of business going on about the heat that's coming in summertime. So they're saying that weather now is triggering migraine headaches, especially the mild ones, a new study. And with the heat coming in and temperature changes, researchers have found, as they tested this, that the temperature change can be a culprit about a fifth of the time. Our study provides evidence. They said that there's a link between perception of temperature sensitivity and the actual temperature itself. So it's interesting how the mind plays a role in this. Dr. Xu Jin Wang at the hospital in Taiwan said in a recent news release, he said, weather more commonly triggers mild headaches than moderate to severe migraines, the study shows. However, when people perceived that the weather was a certain way, the migraines were still strong. About 36 million Americans have migraine headaches, and 6 million of them experience them as debilitating headaches at least 15 days per month. So if you've ever been around someone, or even you, if you have headaches on a regular basis, migraines, it's just completely debilitating. Many of the triggers, they say, that were part of the study were hormonal fluctuations that they looked at, food sensitivities, stress, bright light, sun glare, and loud sounds. Unusual smells can be a big trigger. Also, changes in wake and sleep patterns, physical exertion, and certain medications. So, several things going on that can be really helpful for migraines. And here are all the triggers, what can you do for them? Well, from a natural perspective, there's a couple of things. One, if there are food sensitivities, obviously you want to remove certain foods for a period of time, at least 2 to 4 weeks, and you can really see as the body kind of gets rid of the food, any buildup of that in the system, just kind of a basic way to say that, then as it kind of leaves the body, you'll notice. If not, you start adding the foods back in. It's called elimination. You can actually notice the triggers are happening. So a couple of things on that. Another one is for migraines, if they hurt really, really bad over the right eye, you might want to get checked out and see if you don't have some form of an iron deficiency, or you can have a deficiency, or it can be an excess, either one. And some blood tests, you can do that. They can check ferritin levels, which will show you the storage tank of the iron. And it's on the left-hand side. And this happened to me the other day. I don't talk a lot about myself much here as far as what happens. What was interesting is, of course, I teach this all the time, right? So you think, do I ever take my own advice, which is kind of funny. But really, this happened the other day. And I was taking some supplements, and there were some new supplements I was trying out, and it was actually from a different company, and working on those, and I was already taking, which I didn't realize, I just didn't think to look at it, but I was taking a supplement that has a natural form of zinc in it. It's like a whole food-based supplement, which is what our brand has. And I was taking one that already had zinc in it. So I was already eating plenty of that. Plus, I eat plenty of proteins and nuts and seeds, all of which have plenty of zinc. Well, this one supplement that I was taking for, I don't know, maybe a week, had excessive amounts of zinc in it. It was one of the key ingredients, and the milligrams were quite high. And I started getting this headache over my left eye. I mean, pounding. I never get headaches ever. Pounding headache over my left eye. And I went to a friend of mine. Of course, you know when it's happening to you, all your knowledge for some reason tends to go out the window. And I went to a buddy of mine who does a lot of natural based medicine, and we were talking. And I said, I've got this headache over my left eye. You know, I know deficiencies and excess can cause it. And he goes, well, you teach about the left eye all the time, what is it? And I said, well, it's zinc. And so we did some looking, some research on that, and I looked in supplements, sure enough. So I came off everything, and within 2 to 3 days, it was completely gone. I had a buildup of zinc in the body. My body was letting me know that, of course, there's an excess. Now, here's the deal. That's not in standard medical literature about that. That comes from more naturopathic-based research. A lot of it was done in Europe, and so it doesn't hold a lot of weight as far as medical studies go. So in traditional medicine, we really wouldn't look at that as anything substantial. But I can tell you that learning about that years ago, just from more of an alternative approach, it's amazing what some of the things they have found throughout the years that aren't technically in the medical literature, but yet still you can see really good results from it. So interesting to say the least. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go to, is it Aiden? Is that, am I saying that right? Aiden?
All right. So hello? I've got two questions.
Talk
one is, first I'll start off, like 5 years ago, I got electrocuted with some high tension power lines. I was in ICU for about 2 weeks. After that, several months later, I started getting massive heat cramps. Now I don't do tree work anymore and stuff. I work at Ready Ice.
Okay.
And
okay.
We call it 160-degree weather, and I'm getting heat cramps. And when I get a heat cramp, it's like it bends me over. It's in like near where my kidney is, but in my back more. It'll bend me over where I'm crying out to God. And the only way it relieves me is I can drink all the Gatorade I want and hardly anything. But if I drink probably half a gallon of water in that period, it eventually stops, and then but I'm completely drained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are you exhausted in the mornings when you wake up?
I am. Sometimes, but as long as I get a cup of coffee in me or do my an eye exercise, which is I stretch my eyes, like I open them up as wide as possible, and then when I do that, usually I'm pretty wide awake. But
if you get the cramping like that and drink all the water, and then the cramping goes away but you feel exhausted, it sounds like you got some issues with adrenal fatigue, and that's pretty common. Your adrenal glands, your little glands that's on top of the kidneys, which is kind of interesting because that's where you feel like some of the cramping is. So I've got a couple of ideas, so we'll talk about that when we come out of this break. So hang tight. Be right back.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident, regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust, that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Find out more of the show online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Live Brooklyn, 888-373-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And we're talking with Aiden. Aiden, we were talking just about how you get cramps in kind of your mid-back area, right around where your kidneys are. And we were talking about when you drink about a half gallon of water, it goes away, but you feel really, really tired, really exhausted. And I was talking about adrenal fatigue and the possibility of that. And when you wake up in the morning, you say you are tired, but you drink coffee, you feel a lot better, and then you're ready to go for the day. Now, do you eat healthy for the most part, or do you skip meals and just kind of eat when you can? Give me a little rundown about kind of your lifestyle overall.
I try to eat about four meals a day, and I try to eat as many vegetables as possible, organic. But just know that the reason, one of the reasons why I'm so exhausted after the cramp, because I'll have the cramp for half an hour to an hour. And I'm like, exhausted because it feels like I'm in labor.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
And then when I wake up in the morning, I'm not exhausted. And it's just, I'll get tired if I get 10 to 11 hours of sleep. If I get a record 8 hours of sleep, then I feel halfway decent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you wake up in the morning, though, are you ready to go, or are you kind of groggy for the first couple hours?
Oh, no, I'm ready to go. Within the first 20 minutes, I'm ready to go.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, so in that, you know, probably can be a little dehydration. Usually it's a lack of minerals. One is magnesium. And, you know, one way to avoid that, there's the three big ones, calcium, magnesium, and then also potassium.
Right.
But it's more than just eating bananas. I mean, really, you can use those minerals. A lot of times it's good to do that at night before you go to bed. You can do it in supplement form. Typically, that's helpful for a lot of people. You can get kind of a multi-mineral type supplement they have in the health food stores, and that can be helpful. Your meals, though, that you eat during the day, and you're eating plenty of vegetables, which is great, but you might want to include celery juice if you're going to be working these long days kind of outside or at all and doing just a lot of hard work. I mean, celery juice is the best natural form of sodium that we have, and it can help tremendously in replacing electrolytes way more than Gatorade wouldn't even touch what the celery juice can do. And it's pretty concentrated, so it's kind of like drinking a VA juice, if you will. It's that thick. And, of course, they use celery juice in the VAs, but, yeah, it really can help quite a bit. Sodium, when it gets low in the body, can be a big challenge and can cause some of those symptoms. Have you been to a doctor yet at all and had any testing done recently, like, say, in the last month?
No, but about a year ago, I got blood work done. He said everything was good. And, I mean, he checked all the specimens.
Yeah, that was a year ago, right?
Right. But, I mean, I've had these cramps for, like, the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I realize that. It's just... Still, I would go get some more blood work done. Here's why: because in 3 months, 3 to 4 months, blood work that you get done is invalid because the blood cells change every 90 to 120 days. So it would be good just to see that. But the cramping themselves, you know, typically even though you're eating fruits and vegetables and all that, high dose amounts of magnesium, potassium, and also the calcium. Well, but here's the thing: calcium is what we've always taught. But if your vitamin D is low, it's not going to be worth anything. Take calcium all day long. You could drink raw cow's milk even. But if your vitamin D levels are low, it's not going to be any healthy things. But if you have bowel movements that are pretty good on a regular basis, as far as like every day, twice a day, every other day, how does it work for you?
If I had two, and if I eat a lot of mint, I'll have three or four.
Good.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I would look into the minerals on a regular basis, not just hit and miss, and not just taking them when the cramping happens, but on a regular basis, just because, you know, at the end of the day, when you have these kind of cramps, I mean, keeping the fluids intake is going to be important, but you also got to keep your minerals up. And if for some reason, if your body just kind of blows through them, uses them for whatever reason, that's possible, and that could be some of the reasons why. That you're kind of dealing with that a little bit. Sodium can be a big culprit, too. That's why the celery juice can be so helpful in a situation like yours. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to Randy now. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Dr. Grayson. How are you today?
Living well, sir. What's happening?
Oh, not a whole lot. Last Monday, I had to take a DOT physical and a pre-employment growth screen, and... In the drug screen, the nurse practitioner said that she detected some blood in my urine. That's something I need to be worried about. I haven't followed up with my family doctor yet about it.
Well, it could be a couple of things. A lot of could-be's. So the nurse practitioner didn't really say anything. She just said, go see your family doctor?
Yeah, she just... basically just said they detect blood in the urine and said that it might be cause stress or, you know, she didn't get into a whole lot of detail.
she passed that one off. Well,
yeah.
Here's the deal. First and foremost, it could be everything from, I mean, I'm just telling you what a physician's going to think. It could be everything from a bladder infection to a potential kidney stone, to bladder cancer. They're going to think all of those. But I'm not saying that to freak you out. Usually it's usually nothing. Okay, is there any pain with it?
Yeah.
There is. Okay. They come out of nowhere?
What was the question?
Is there pain when you
urinate?
No,
there's no pain.
Okay. And did it come out of nowhere?
Yeah,
because my doctor gave me a physical
about 3 months ago, and gave me
complete clean bill of health. He did blood work, did his urine work,
and, you know, he didn't detect nothing about 3 months ago.
What do you do for a living, for work?
Drive truck.
Yeah. Drink plenty of fluids?
Yeah. Yeah, I drink probably more sodas than I do water, but, you know, I drink my share of fluids during the day because I am an outfeet.
How many sodas do you drink a day?
Two, maybe three.
Yeah.
Three about max.
Yeah, the phosphorus and phosphoric acid that are in those sometimes can be a little bit challenging, and, of course, the adage is it can lead possibly to some kidney stones and whatnot. It's tough to say. And that's something the doctor definitely is going to get when you want. I'm just letting you know, a lot of times infection is the first thing, kidney stones second. It's got to be a pretty bad case for it to be big C word. So I don't know that I worry too much about that, but it's probably something simple. A lot of times, you know, if you do a lot of physical labor, guys that exercise a lot, do heavy weights, heavy weight lifters and whatnot, can have blood in the urine. That, you know, literally just from breaking down of tissue, strain on the kidneys and all that. So there can be a whole host of things. I'll get it checked out. It probably was did she tell you, was it like on the urine analysis, was it like 2 plus, 1 plus? Did she mention numbers like that?
No, she didn't say.
Yeah.
She just took one of his little strips and put it in. That's the way she
detected
it.
She just said, okay. Yeah, just go see him. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Just let them run the test and come up with it. You know, a lot of times it's an infection of some kind. And you wouldn't even know it. Like low-grade infection, and you wouldn't even know anything was there. They just found it in the UA. So have them take a look at it. It should be pretty easy to get rid of, if it's even anything, okay? I mean, sometimes you can do a test and have some blood in the urine, and then 2 days later, test it, and it's gone. So, again, it could be, you know, getting it tested again would be a smart thing to do. Most doctors, when they see it, if there's no major symptoms, they'll wait and they'll test it again there shortly. Sometimes they'll maybe wait a week or something and see if there's still blood, you know, there. And if there is, well, then they can kind of go some different directions with it, but I'll get to check that again just to see what's there. But don't stress. Wouldn't worry too much about it. Just stay on top of it and make sure they're treating it, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. People that live alone, of course, you probably never heard this, but they said those who are married or have companions tend to live longer. Well, loneliness, they're saying now, two new studies, actually, saying that living alone or being lonely can raise a person's risk of dying from heart disease or just about any cause. In one study, people with heart disease who lived alone were more likely to die than their counterparts who did not. A second report showed that people aged 60 or older were at an increased risk of functional decline or death if they felt left out, isolated, or reported a lack of companionship. Both studies were released online June 18th in the Archives of Internal Medicine. Living alone may be a risk factor for a bad outcome, said study author Dr. Deepak Bhatt, who is the director of the Integrated Cardiovascular Intervention Program at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. He said the study only looked at what an increased risk of death during the study's six-year follow-up period, and what's more, loneliness was also associated with functional decline. Taken together, the studies show that social isolation is associated with cardiovascular mortality in people with heart disease. So if you live alone, realize this, that the statistics work against you as far as long life, being disease-free, and really be able to kind of rival those within like a happy relationship at some level who have companionship. It is important. And if you're in a relationship, you know, it's toxic, be careful of that too, because that can also create a decline in your health. So it's about being in healthy relationships. I think that needs to be more of a clarified statement, that really where you bring out the best of both in someone. And that can be a good friendship too, but the relationships do matter.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Phone lines are open to 8837272.
welcome back to the show. Check us out online, getwellradio.com, and also our wellness provider network, healthcare providers in your area that believe in nutrition and lifestyle-based care. And the stuff we feature on the show can kind of coach you along the way. And you can find our providers at getwellproviders.com. A new survey shows that women in their 50s binge, purge, and diet nearly as often as adolescents. What in the world is going on? And we think men have midlife crises. Eating disorders don't just strike teens, they say. The women, strikingly, are as bad as the adolescents in the age 50 group. They did a study at the University of North Carolina on eating disorders, and it said about 3.5% of women older than 50 reported binge eating within the last month, a percentage that is spot on for the youngster population. 62% of nearly 1,900 women who participated in an NFA survey study said their weight or shape negatively impacted their life, and they said it's really sad in the study. Experts who were not involved in the research said the study is valuable because it supports earlier work suggesting that eating disorders are a problem across lifespan. Very little work has been conducted, they said, to understand eating pathology in older women who may have unique needs in relation to developing and maintaining a healthy body image and a healthy approach to weight regulation. So eating disorders study at Florida State University, go Noles, by the way, says an email to the AP, the study was published in the International Journal of Eating Disorders. Sad. But I think that it's not going to get any better with the way everything is laid out in the media and with the way women are viewed in our culture. And take me on a big rant that way, but I think it's putting in our younger generation, they get to look a certain way, be a certain way. It's so media driven. And with older women, I think that not 50 is old, but it's you get into a range where you feel like your beauty that you had in your 20s has left you, and you put so much value in that possibly that you don't think you have anything to offer. When, you know, women are beautiful on the inside, and that's what makes a woman. You know, and that's just a little tip for you ladies. Just a little FYI from guys. It's what comes out of you that makes a woman beautiful. Not just your hair and how thin you are and, you know, all that sort of thing. It's what comes out of you. So if you want to work on something, work on your character and work on who you are. That is something that time can never take away from you. And that's, you know, wrinkles will never take that out of you. Botox or not the Botox, that won't have anything to do with it. And I think we get too many times we get hung up on that. And it will literally strip you of who you are, make you depressed, and make you feel less than when definitely should not be feeling that way. Now, again, that's just my opinion. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. We'll go to Jonathan now. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, man. How can I help?
I actually suffer from restless leg syndrome and caught on about 6-7 years ago, and just the last year it actually spread to my arms and hands, which I read before could actually happen. And it comes on about 3 times a week, and it gets to the point that I can barely even move my legs. I can barely get out of bed. I can barely get to walk. If I walk for an extended period of time, I have to sit down because my legs are just dropping. So I was wondering if you could help me out on that.
Yeah, have you been to your doctor, talked to them about it? Have they given you any medicine, or have you gone that route?
I have one time. My doctor did say that an iron deficiency, and I had read that before, could be the problem.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, very possible. Did he need a blood testing to see if that was, I mean, even a possibility?
No, because at the time, it wasn't as bad as it is now. It's just, you know, it seems like it gets worse, and that there's certain things that actually triggers it. That's interesting. Like I'll eat sugar, and it comes on, and I won't eat sugar, like soft drinks. And it goes on and off, and I'll exercise, and I won't exercise. But it, even sometimes I'll cut out sugar, and I'll exercise, and I'll eat healthy, and it will still come on. So I am trying to just think of possible ways to help my leg, because it has spread my arms and hands about the last year and a half years. So anything really I've come across or I've heard from people that suffer, because I also have a relative that goes through it, except his comes on mostly at night when he sleeps.
Yeah, that's pretty common. What is your age?
My age?
Yeah.
18.
Okay. Yeah, it could be. Do you do a lot of physical activity? Like, an athlete, play a lot of sports, are you active?
Yes, I work out, and I do extreme cardio.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Extreme cardio, like what?
Well, I do the same MMA cardio that the MMA trainers fight to, and then I work with various people at my local gym that help me do extreme weightlifting.
Okay. How do you eat before and after your workouts? Give me 30 minutes before a workout and after, what do you do?
Oh, 30 minutes, I try, it depends. I try not to eat, because if I do eat, then I can get upset stomach. But I definitely take a pre-workout. I take a pre-workout, whether that be a capsule or an actual liquid form of it. And I usually I heard various forms of how to work out before, like run a little bit or not run a little bit. And then as far as like just getting my body ready, I just kind of do some jogging, some simple cardio.
What do you eat? You don't eat anything 30 minutes before a workout or 45 minutes? Nothing?
Not. I try not to.
There's in weight training and recovery, and I know you're still 18 young, man. Your body is really strong right now, and that's a good thing. But it's called bracketing. Usually about 30 to 40 grams of a liquid protein with about a banana would be enough carbohydrates. About 30 minutes before a workout, and then do it within 30 minutes after your workout. Okay, both of those. Critical for the recovery process, okay? One thing to note.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered. Given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, this information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any questions you may have regarding medical conditions.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.